about.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or would or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli. Just changed the whole thing around.
not at all, Kevin.
No.
That just should not happen, Kevin.
Papa Tolly Mone!
You, Ralph, I hate you. Stop it. Let it go.
And now, you know the spiders that kill and devour each other right at climax?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, only with crying.
Our feature presentation.
It's quite an explanation.
Wow.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 28th of May.
What's going on, you guys?
You know, you all right?
I'm super sick.
Oh you no. are? What happened?
What if he has MRSA? Get MRSA?
I'm convinced I have MRSA.
Oh!
By the way, I heard from several listeners yesterday who said that we seriously honked up their day, their week, their month, their year, because now they're obsessed with worrying about which person they come in contact with during the day is going to give them MRSA, because we talked to that guy yesterday.
You want that so bad, don't you?
I really don't. I don't know if there's anything to this, but I am not around very many people very often.
Right.
And it seems to happen a lot when I fly. And I have flown, taken 4 plane trips in the last 2 weeks. And I just started feeling super bad when I got back this past weekend from Las Vegas. And yesterday was the day where all your arms and legs, your joints and everything were super sore and your head hurt so bad. And it was just no bueno.
Wow.
But
is it possible you're pregnant?
I didn't want to miss this nonsense, so here I am. I want to get started today with this story that I think you guys will love. Have you heard about this Alabama dude who hates bicyclists?
No.
No, strange thing to hate, but go ahead.
He is just tired of bicycling. Look, he's not the only one. A lot of people are. A lot of people have not developed the thought that bicyclists should be on the road.
Oh, I agree with this.
Okay,
because bicyclists—they have the right of way, right?
Yes.
But they're out in the middle of the road, and they're going much slower, and they're, like, flaunting it. Like, oh, yeah, I got a right to be here. You go, well, just move over.
A lot of people agree with you. Unfortunately, a lot of roads that people are on, particularly where this man lives, Michael Keith Maddox, in Piedmont, Alabama, a lot of those roads don't exactly have bike lanes, so the bicyclists are actually riding in the road. So
right.
He feels like it's unfair, and it slows down traffic. What about the hardworking Americans who are just trying to get to work, and they have to wait, or, you know, drive around these bicyclists? So he's been putting up a series of Facebook videos of him in the car talking to and taunting the bicyclists. Now, I'm going to play some of this for you. The bicyclists can't hear what he's talking about, okay?
His windows are up.
Just him just narrating, and then he puts the videos up to express his rage.
Gotcha.
But wait till you hear what happened to this man.
You see what I was talking about? Look at there. Look right there. Ought to run him in the ditch. Look at him. Look at him. Ride your little bicycle. You piece of crap.
Now, you love him, right, Kevin?
I want him to move in.
Want to run him in the ditch. What I should have done. Should have put him in the ditch. God, I hate bicycles. Well, I want you to look again. Look at there.
This is the second video.
I want you just to look. See this car up here trying to make it to work? Me trying to make it to work? Can't nobody make it to work. Because you got this little piece of crap, bull crap. Oh, Lord, good Lord, have mercy. Lord, cuss, rare. Cuss. See?
I love that he won't cuss, by the way, but he will yell cuss.
He's doing that in place of using the words?
Yes, it sounds like he is. So his complaint is that these bicyclists are gumming up the roads there in Piedmont, Alabama. And by the way, you see these videos that he's shooting, and they're in the road, but there's not a lot of traffic on that road. It is a 2-lane road. But you speed up from 20 to 30, and you pass them, and you're back in your lane.
Right.
It's not like you're coming across 40 bicyclists who are backing up a bridge 400 cars deep or anything like that.
Yeah, he just has to step on the brake for a couple of seconds.
The gas, right, exactly. Just go around the bicyclist, right. Exactly.
It's what it makes me do of a morning. All right, then. Lord of mercy, I'm going to hurt one of them one of these days. I can't help it. I'm going to do it.
Now, that's what concerns some bicyclists and bicycle groups when they saw his videos and they saw him talking about how he was going to hurt one of them one day. So they called the police. And the police came, and Mr. Michael Keith Maddox of Piedmont, Alabama, was arrested, you guys.
Really?
He was arrested for reckless endangerment, which is a misdemeanor. He has since issued an apology, which sounds like his attorney wrote it. I want to publicly apologize to all the people that I have offended over those absolute stupid videos that I posted. Anyone who knows me knows that I would never intentionally hurt anyone. I'm truly sorry for anyone I may have offended. And please, everyone, share the road and be aware of bicycle riders everywhere.
Right. That's his life's work right there.
Look at there.
Wow.
It's an interesting story, though, when you start to think that he in no way drove aggressively. He didn't do any. He didn't say anything. He didn't drive in a way to try to scare these bicycles. I mean, he really just said it in his own car with his windows up, yet he was still arrested for it. Are you uncomfortable with that at all?
I don't know. But he said it with his windows up. But he put it on YouTube.
So
everybody could hear what he's saying. So it's not like he did it in private.
But should somebody be arrested for saying, I get so frustrated with these bicyclists sometimes that it makes me want to run them off the road?
That's not what he said. He said, I'm going to hit one of them one of these days.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
And I'm not going to be able to help it. I don't know. Yeah. It sounds,
I mean, what if he said, I'm going to shoot my wife in the head one day?
So you think it's enough of a threat that it's reasonable that he was arrested then? I mean, I can see that argument. It's right on the edge for me.
Sure.
And the fact that he's in his car and he's recording it every day and
he's clearly obsessed with.
Yeah, he's losing his mind.
He seems like he's a teapot that's boiling, doesn't he? And at some point, there's going to be steam. It's going to come out.
I should run them right in the ditch.
He was arrested with a bond set at $3,000. I think we have just a little bit more tape from your favorite Noom guy.
I can't hip it. Isn't that nice? Look here. Been trying to make it to work. Watch here.
All right, here he is. He's going around the bicyclists, speeding up a little bit.
That scare you, boys? Get your peddling butts off the road.
Holy crap.
God, I hate bicycles.
I think he's about out of patience with bicyclists.
He should run for office, right? I love him. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You dropped something on the floor, and I think I know what it is. It's your vagina.
We have Neve Shulman on the program.
Love Neve.
Yes.
Close to Catfish on MTV.
Mm-hmm. Great show.
We have Taylor Kitsch on the show.
Mm-hmm. Love Taylor.
Talking about the Great Seduction and Normal Heart, mm-hmm. movie that was on HBO this past Sunday night. We have Candace Swanepoel.
Come on with a come on.
On the show today.
She's the sexiest woman in the world, according to Maxim magazine.
She's the sexiest woman in the world, according to me as well. I know that doesn't matter to most people. And we have our last chance Wheaties Roast tickets in the pit and backstage passes.
This is it?
That's coming up this morning as well. And when we say this is it.
Yeah, right?
We mean this is
okay.
It. So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Ralph Garman.
What?
What's going on, man?
You know.
Welcome to Showbiz Beat.
Stuff.
Any stuff we'd be interested in?
I think so. Just how much did Kim Kardashian prepare herself before her big wedding on Saturday? What kind of procedures did she go through? We already know that she's been doing the laser treatments, and she gets the injections, and she had that facial. She had that stem cell facial.
Yes.
Right.
Lasts a couple of months.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she did exfoliating and massage, and I'm sure she pampered the hell out of herself. Mani-pedi, she did it all, I bet, right?
Well, according to the UK's Daily Mail, she went even further. She got a lube job.
You said lube job.
Lube job.
How's that work?
The lube is short for Christian Louboutin. Of course, designer of those fantabulous shoes with the red soles that all the ladies love so much.
Okay.
But they're very narrow. So the lube job is a new procedure popular with plastic surgeons where they perform liposuction on your feet.
Are you kidding?
Liposuction on your feet.
Can't they just stretch on your the shoe?
Feet. No, Lisa, you need thin feet.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
So you get the lube job. They remove the any excess fat from your toes or your the sides of your feet to allow them to more slenderly fit inside the lubes.
Oh, my God.
We should just start binding our feet again.
And though. It really, yeah. It only runs you about $5,000.
Oh, my God.
For the lube job. So.
Does it last forever?
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I don't think.
Lisa knows a lot
does.
About this, by the way.
Well, liposuction lasts forever.
You're removing the actual cells so they don't shrink or grow any longer. That's what causes you to get fat or small. You always have the same amount of fat. It just either grows or shrinks depending on how much, you know, water is in it. So.
See, Ralph knows a lot.
I've never. Well, he's doing the story.
If you remove the cells, then they just go away.
I've never heard of this.
I haven't either. But there's no way to naturally lose weight in your feet. There's nothing you can do.
Isn't.
So, I mean, this is...
So what most of us do is we put on shoes that fit the feet.
Right,
we just go,
this is our size.
It doesn't make it make sense just because you can't lose weight in your feet. It just means it's dumb still. Right?
It is still dumb. I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
I couldn't love this story more.
Yeah, so get your lube jobs, people. Taylor Swift is just an ungodly whore.
That's correct.
And that's apparently she's a bit of a dick to her friends, too. Reports say that she's giving her longtime friend Katy Perry a hard time because Katy Perry has been seen hanging out with up-and-comer Kacey Musgraves.
Ooh, I love her.
Remember when Kacey Musgraves just destroyed Taylor Swift at the Grammy Awards when she went out there and performed? She was in the light-up cowboy suit.
Oh,
she did that
right.
Number. It was just sounded terrific. And everyone
won a couple of Grammys that night,
and she
too.
She won a couple, yeah.
She's awesome.
And Taylor Swift's like, what? How did my husband love me? And she was very upset because everyone's loving Kacey Musgraves. Now, one of her best friends is hanging out with her.
Sweet.
So they say she's furious with Katy Perry.
Who cares?
I care, as long as she's unhappy.
As long as she's unhappy,
then
that's
it's a good thing.
And you know, I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, me too.
Beyond cute. She's really tall.
She is tall.
She's not going to go for me, that's for sure.
Oh, don't sell yourself short.
I think that's accurate.
No, I think he's got a shot. More jealousy. Rear, rear, catfight. Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox apparently not getting along. They're best pals
best
forever.
Friends.
After 20 years of friendship. You know who's come between them? Chelsea Handler.
Oh.
That talentless kook.
But Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox are actual friends, capital F.
I know. Jennifer seems to want to spend a lot of time with Chelsea Handler and wants to bring her into the friendship. Reportedly, according to Radar Online, Courteney Cox cannot stand Chelsea Handler.
Well, I'm Team Courtney then.
And Jennifer is saying, well, then we just won't hang out anymore. Jen says she's acting like a jealous teenager. But their relationship apparently is on the rocks, so that's sad. It's sad when someone as foul as Chelsea Handler comes between two old friends.
It does sound like celebrities are just like us, though.
They're just like us.
That's a real-world situation where,
yep.
You know, people pair off with other friends that you don't like and you're odd man out. Sure.
But what about I'll be there for you? What about that? What about that promise they made to each other?
That's true.
Back in the day when they were dancing in that fountain.
Good point.
They were friends, Kevin.
That was the theme song for the TV show.
No,
Friends.
They said, I'll be there for you.
Right,
and then
the theme song for
they
the
danced, and
Friends.
Then
sat
in the couch. Somebody had an umbrella.
Right.
I remember that part.
Yeah, that was a TV show.
You guys ever watch Friends reruns?
Nope.
No.
No time for reruns.
I do. I got time for reruns.
You do?
But I don't.
I found that certain shows do not age well. We were caught up in a certain moment at a certain time, and that's why we watched the show. And I have, on occasion, flipping around, seen a Friends rerun, and I sat there and I went,
Not so good.
What was I thinking?
Not so much?
One that I will always watch when it comes on is Family Guy. Any old Family Guy, I love to watch.
Excellent taste,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
You've never told me that before. But
no, you've never had
true.
Excellent taste before, but now you have. And, we're going to get good stuff coming this summer. Discovery and Sci-Fi, you know, Discovery, of course, always does their Shark Week.
Love it.
Sci-Fi has announced in August they'll be doing Sharknado Week.
Sharknado Week?
Yes. Not only will you get Sharknado 2, the debut of the sequel, Sharknado 2, the second one, but there'll also be a huge list of movies coming out that very same week on Sci-Fi, including Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark, and the sequel we've all been waiting to, Sharktopus versus Terracuda.
Terracuda.
Hef,
barracuda, half pterodactyl. It's terracuda.
That's awesome.
That is pretty strong. So we got a lot of good stuff to look for.
I'm so sad.
Damn you, Sharktopus!
You did not survive Sharktopus, though. It's sad.
Captain Jack will not be returning to the Sharktopus franchise.
They could have at least made you a ghost or something.
You know, they have another sequel in the works as well. After Terracuda, it's Sharktopus versus Mermantula. Half, a third man, third piranha, a third tarantula.
Well, that could happen.
I love those movies
Mermantula.
So much.
They're just so absurd.
So, today's celebrity birthdays, singer John Fogerty. He is 69 years old today. Kylie Minogue is 46. Actor Justin Kirk celebrates his 45th birthday. Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Where is she these days? Is she on Fox?
I don't know.
I believe so, yes.
No idea.
I believe so.
She's 37 years old. Jake Johnson of New Girl. How much do we love Jake?
Awesome.
He's 36 years old.
How funny does that movie look that he's
in?
Where they play cops?
God, yes.
It looks so funny.
And Damon Wayans Jr. Boy, does that look funny.
Yes, it does.
Jesse Bradford is 35 years old. And actress Carey Mulligan, the lovely and talented. She is 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
The sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014 is coming up fast this Saturday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. By the way, you go to K-Rock.com for details on how to win your tickets, and we've got them this morning on the show, but also details on the webcast. If you are unable to join us in person, you are going to be able to watch the show at K-Rock.com. Again, that's where you go for the details, too.
323-520-AFRO is the phone number 24 hours a day for our Kevin and Bean Afro line. You can leave us a message on any topic. A lot of people call us from their cars when they're in traffic. And I'm not sure this is what we want.
The girl next to me driving is freaking ugly.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
What is the point of that, A? And B, probably so are you.
I hope we. I hope she's the next call on the Afro line talking about the guy driving next to her.
That's not the case, unfortunately.
I just want to say thank you, Ralph Garman, for your hot fudge, holy moly. Because all I do is hear my husband sing that damn song.
I gotta tell you, it's kind of funny to hear her husband slash boyfriend, who I forget who he was, in the back torturing her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or on the side. I just love that so much.
Hey, Bean, Taylor Swift sucks. Woo-hoo, it's science. Woo-hoo, it's science. Woo-hoo, it's science, bitch.
First of all, saying it's science doesn't make it so.
It's science.
Second of all, you don't know, man.
It's science.
Party Machine on Friday.
Yes.
Got a lot of good response.
Yay, the Party Machine! Woo-hoo! Finally. If you, Mr. Weatherby.
We did hear from Mr. Weatherby, by the way. You know, we planned the Party Machine for when he was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent us a note, I guess, sent to Dave a note that we could do it again in, what did he say, 2018?
2019, I believe.
2019,
oh, wow.
We could do it again.
He
so
really liked it, huh?
Apparently he really did. We're only forbidden from even bringing up the subject for another 5 years, so I hope you were able to hear it.
For those of you that didn't know the history of that, we used to do the Kevin and Bean Party Machine more often.
Yeah.
But then Mr. Weatherby said, hey, guys, let's have a meeting. And then we went in there and he said, you know all that music that you play, this party music? We should make that all K-Rock music. And we said, what?
Look, K-Rock music is fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right, but the other days of the year.
But we do that already.
But it's not Ice Ice Baby, I'll tell you that.
So we said, if that's the case, we quit. We haven't done it since. But apparently, we got away with it for another 10 years.
All right.
Here's somebody that's enjoying that Party Machine as well.
Ice Baby, my favorite song. Thanks for playing, guys. Ice Baby. Ice Baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Ice, ice, baby, get out of here. Let's get out of here. Word to your mother. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
That did not add anything to my enjoyment of that song.
Remember we were talking about The Secret?
Yes.
Sure.
It was Double December last week, and that is basically you just have to believe it enough that it's going to you
send
attract
out positive energy,
you
right?
attract good to your lives.
Yay! Party Machine! Oh my God, I'm so happy over here, and I totally think that The Secret helped me get to the Party Machine because I was thinking,
It's hard to argue with that.
We were dupes of the secret.
Sounds like it.
Who knew?
Oh, yeah. Party machine. Yeah, party machine. It was great right up until you partied me into a speeding ticket on my way to work. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. Love you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Ralph, your tickets were sold out. Didn't get to see that show either. Mm-hmm. Excellent weekend. Thank you, guys.
Happy to help.
Bean's dad is nicknamed Chief and hates Bean. He's not a fan of Bean.
Not at all. So.
By far, my favorite song that K-Rock is playing these days has to be Chief Hates Bean. Hit it, Steve.
Chief hates Bean. Chief hates Bean. Oh, my God. The Chief hates Bean.
Hate. Hate. Hate.
How dare you?
That is a pretty good song. This person agrees with me.
I gotta agree with Kevin. I mean, the Beatles. I've been saying it my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die.
She hung up. She hung up because I hung up. Yeah.
So, I think it was last week you guys were talking about things that make men cry. Turns out Wednesday morning's moment with Kevin makes me cry every time. I don't know when I've laughed that hard in recent memory, but there were tears and quite a bit of them. And my favorite part is when he says, "What's happening?" What do you think's happening? He generally thinks it's somebody else doing it to him or something. What's happening?
Yes, please.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Worst first dates. What's happening? What do you think's happening?
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah!
Oh, good fun, huh? 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
Co-host of Catfish on MTV, Neve Schulman, joins us next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Actor Taylor Kitsch on the program today, and Kevin's new girlfriend, Candace Swanepoel, will be here as well from the Maxim Hot 100. She's also a Victoria's Secret model, too, right?
I believe so. I don't keep track of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she's a good deal. I was at my dad's house in Las Vegas over the weekend, and of course he has Fox News on all the time. And at one point they announced that it was official, that Kimye was a couple. They were married now. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had tied the knot, was right. The story. And it was about a 15-second blurb. It wasn't an extended piece. My dad screamed at the TV, "Nobody cares!" So I think he, like millions of other Americans, have kind of had it up to here with hearing about the Kardashians. But this wedding seemed like it was as over the top as anything I've ever seen a celebrity do. We wanted to find out firsthand what it was all about from someone who was there, who was in the wedding party and is now back on U.S. soil. Our friend Khloe Kardashian joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Khloe.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Ellen Kay.
It's Kevin and Bean. Still Kevin and Bean. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Kelly Ripa.
Nope. Kevin and Bean.
Hi, Frosty. All hi,
right.
Frank.
Okay.
So how was... Wait, what's happening? What am I hearing?
We're still celebrating.
Oh, you are? The party's not over?
Kim and Kanye are married.
Right.
Right.
Yay!
Okay, but I mean, marriage doesn't mean that much in your family, though, right?
It does, because if Kim could find another husband, that means great news for me.
Well,
how exactly?
Well, look, if she found three guys to marry her, I
right.
need to find two.
Okay, yeah, you have a chance, I guess. So, how was the pre-party in Paris and then the wedding in Italy? How was it all?
Here's the thing about Paris. You know who was in Paris?
I've heard the song, yes.
The Kardashians. The Kardashians
okay.
are in Paris. Yay.
Okay, good. So what did you guys do? Like, how was the bachelorette party and all that?
Oh, it went off. We're crazy that way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just nuts. Kim, she had just had Botox injection, so she was numb
right.
from the neck up.
Okay.
And so we just propped her up in the corner. And she just stared with those unblinking eyes because she couldn't blink yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we all had drinks. It's crazy.
That doesn't sound out of the ordinary. It sounds like a pretty regular dinner.
Well, Kim wouldn't eat because of the dress.
Right.
And she didn't want to walk because she had just had a lube job where they took fat out of her feet.
Right.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Strange.
Liposuction on the feet. Can you believe it?
Yeah, what's happening?
I love science.
So that was in Paris, and you guys were at the palace and everything, and the Eiffel Tower, and you went to the Louvre and all that. And then you guys all got on a plane and went to Italy, and I guess the wedding itself was crazy over the top. Tell me about that wall of flowers.
But before we went, before there in Paris, we saw the Eiffel Tower, and I went all the way to the top of it.
Yeah? Well,
and then I climbed on top of it, and it disappeared.
Okay.
But then I got off and it came back.
Okay.
That's a terrible visual, Chloe.
Yes, it is.
But then we went on to Italy for the wedding. The wedding was in Italy.
Right.
It was the greatest wedding ever, wedding of the century.
That's what we've heard from them, yeah.
And it was amazing. Kanye talked for 20 minutes.
What did he say in that 20 minutes?
Important things.
That sounds like a long time to talk.
He's a creative genius.
He'll be the first to tell you that.
And so he said important things about life.
Like what?
We all learned an important lesson.
Like what?
Like he said, don't let people tell you you can't make leather jogging pants. We're like, yeah, you go, Kanye. And then it came time to catch the buffet.
Did they throw the buffet over their shoulder?
They did, and I caught it.
I bet you did.
I'm so glad Rob wasn't there, because he would have got there first, I think.
All right, let's talk about Rob. He apparently flew all the way to Italy and then turned around and flew all the way back before the wedding.
Yes.
Why?
Because Mom said you're too fat.
So she didn't want him in the photos because it brings down the image of the family?
Yes, and E also said they forgot their wide-angle lenses.
Well, that's just...
They couldn't shoot the whole family if Rob was in the picture.
Of all people, Chloe, you to be making fun of somebody for being a little overweight seems
cool. I know!
Cool.
How great is it? I'm not the fat Kardashian! So all then right. It came time to throw the bouquet.
Yes.
Which is what I was getting at earlier with the whole buffet story.
Right.
And so Kim is just... so super talented. She really is one of the most remarkable people of our time.
Yeah, we've heard that from
Kanye. That's what Kanye said.
Yeah.
And so she had a great idea. It's like, oh, I don't want all these girls fighting over who gets the bouquet. So instead, she put numbers on ping pong balls, like a lottery.
Yeah.
And everyone got a number. And then she just shot them out of her hoo-ha.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Whatever number came out of her hoo-ha, that's who got the bouquet.
Okay. How many numbers were there?
She shot the bouquet out of her hoo-ha.
Her hoo-ha got a lot of action.
Counted hoo-has.
Sounds like it. Well, are you glad it's over now?
No. I could have danced all night at that wedding.
Yeah.
It was great, but oh, were my hooves tired.
I'll bet.
At the end.
Yeah.
I threw a shoe.
You threw a shoe?
Yeah. But luckily they had a blacksmith standing by.
Okay, good. So you're set.
I'm good.
Well, welcome back, Chloe. It's good to hear the report straight from the horse's mouth.
Yay!
How dare you?
That is beautiful. How dare me? What are you talking about? That was beautiful.
If Bastille... Here's the thing. Bastille is going to want to bring me up on stage at the Weenie Roast on Saturday.
I know. It's going to be awkward.
Obviously. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be awkward because if I do it once, then they'll want me to hit the road with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not willing to throw my life away to go touring with Bastille. I like the band. Like them a lot, but I just don't have that kind of time.
You're like crack, though, for music fans.
I know.
You know, one time and you're hooked.
I know. I appreciate that. Hey, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Speaking of Bastille, they're one of the great bands that's playing the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014 this Saturday at Verizon. We have tickets for you every hour starting at 9 a.m. 12 solid hours of giveaways from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can get the details at KRock.com, and that means you, who listen to the Kevin Bean Show, will get a chance to win them at 9 o'clock as well.
I find it extremely weird that anybody wants to take a picture of me.
Yes.
You know, take a picture with me. I don't know. It just feels like that shouldn't be happening.
But people have been listening to you for years. It's just...
No, I'm flattered by it, but I just find it strange. But I was at the Kings playoff game, and we were waiting for the team to come out, and David Beckham was standing literally 2 feet from my daughter.
Oh, wow.
And waiting.
To do what?
Doing nothing. Waiting for the team to come out.
Oh, okay.
Literally just standing there doing nothing. So my daughter says, hey, maybe we should take a picture? Is that cool? I said, let me ask him. So I asked him. Now, what you need to know before I get into the story is that the reason the Kings are doing well is because between the first and second period of every game, I eat an entire bowl of gummy bears.
I didn't know that.
That, I mean, I'm doing my part. That's my part.
Wait. I just want to make sure I understand. So every game that they've won, you're talking about just in the series against the Blackhawks?
Oh,
or the whole Stanley Cup?
The whole Stanley Cup, yeah.
So what about all the games they've lost, though? Those first two rounds were seven-game series. Did you eat
the gummy bears?
Oh, so only the games they win are the games you eat the gummy bears? So why don't you eat the gummy bears for every game?
Well, I let everyone down, so I'd like to apologize for that. Right,
okay, all right.
But at this last game, Monday night, he was there, and my daughter was there, and I had a bowl of gummy bears, and she handed me her phone. I said, hand me your phone. I'll take a picture. Hey, Dave, do you mind? Oh, yeah, no problem. And
now,
you sort
of know him a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You've met a few times.
Yeah, we've met a few times, and I've talked to him a few times. But does he know me? Not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really. And he's the kind of person who gets his picture taken 10,000 times a day.
He's like Magic Johnson walking around. Everybody wants their picture taken with David Beckham. Absolutely.
So my idea, of course, is you got to take the picture quick and just keep moving because he doesn't want everybody to see that there's a photo op happening there. So she hands me her phone, and it starts to slip out of my hand. But for some reason, I can't set down. It never came to my mind to set down the gummy bears. It just didn't occur to me. So now I've got gummy bears in one hand and her phone in the other hand, and her phone's slipping like a little bit. And I'm just. And he's nice enough to put his arm around, you know, my twins. And they're standing there posing, and he's posing. And I can't get the thing to take a picture.
And stupid dad.
I'm pushing it.
And how many times have you mocked the Kevin B. Listers who step up and then the camera's not ready, or they click it and nothing happens, or the person doesn't know how to use the phone? How many times has that happened?
1,000. What happens is we boo.
Boo!
Yeah! Right. So that starts, of course, that comes to my mind. And now I'm thinking to myself, I know iPhones. I have an iPhone. All you have to do is push it and let go of the button. It wouldn't take the picture. It just wouldn't. So then I dropped the phone, but I held on to the gummy bears.
Of course.
I don't know why that was the most important thing in the world to me, because I guess because it was, you know, that meant the game would be won or lost based on that. So I dropped her phone. It goes back to the lock position. I only have one hand. So then I'm like, I'm really sorry. I hand it to her. She unlocks it. She hands it back to me.
Oh, my God.
And he's still standing
there.
With his arms around the kids and just quickly running out of patience, I imagine.
Yeah, because now everybody's like, hey, there's a line of people like forming around him that want to take a picture with him. So she hands me back the phone, and I swear to God, I don't know what happened.
You still couldn't take a picture?
It wouldn't take. I pushed it. I know that a lot of iPhones, if you push it, it takes when you let go.
Yeah.
I may have been too close. I don't know. It went into like 15 minutes. He was just standing there. And at one point, I realized that our phone was falling again. And I looked up, and David Beckham himself was laughing at me. And now his kids, who are there, are pulling him like, come on, Dad, let's go. And I haven't taken a picture yet.
Oh. Hey, why didn't you just use your phone?
He would have had to put down the gummy bears.
Okay, all right. All his hands were busy.
I just figured, I don't know. I mean,
at that point, don't you just pretend you took a picture and say thank you?
Yes.
Yes.
And then you break into your daughter, hey, I'm sorry it didn't work out, but
Daddy's
I couldn't waste any more of that poor man's time.
So none of that occurred to me. So there was another, I don't know, full minute. And now the kids are super embarrassed, and Beckham is really laughing hard because I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God.
And I can't for the life of me take a picture. And I've taken thousands of pictures. It wouldn't work. So I sat there, and he laughed, and it got worse, and I was sweating, and it got worse, and more people were watching, and my kids just wanted to leave, and they were embarrassed, but I was like, no!
They didn't just want to leave the game. They wanted to leave the family, by the way.
I said, you're going to take a picture. How many chances do you get with David Beckham? And so David was just being so nice. I thought any minute he's just going to turn and walk off. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe it. And finally, somebody was with him. Stepped over right next to me, took the picture, and said, give me your phone number. I'll text it to you. And I did. So I would be willing to bet it was between 2.5 and 3 minutes.
Which had to seem like
to him
20 hours.
To me, it seemed like days because I could tell he was getting annoyed.
Of course.
And the game was starting again.
What do you think happened with the phone?
I can't for the life of me figure
After the pressure was off, after the Beckham spotlight had moved on, were you able to pick up the phone and just hit the button and took a picture normally?
No, it was worse than that.
Okay, so something was going wrong with the phone.
No. I'm saying it was worse than me figuring out later. What happened was my daughter said, give me the phone. And she pointed at the ground and pushed the button and took a picture instantly.
Oh.
In front of him. And then she's like, just push the button.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, she's right. Rightfully so. She should be frustrated with me because it's embarrassing. I push the button. Nothing happens.
Look,
it just wouldn't happen.
We only have to work with Kevin. These kids have to live with Kevin. That, they have a very heavy burden.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
I don't even know why they asked you to take the picture.
And then later, we looked at her phone and there was about 1 second of video. How did that happen? How was it not more than 1 second? How did the video stop that quick? I don't know. I can't figure it out, but. My apologies to David Beckham and
his family.
His family, yeah. And
your family.
My family.
The Kings.
And everybody else. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
One of the hosts of Catfish on MTV, one of my favorite shows, Neve Schulman, joins us in studio coming up right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Wednesday morning.
Before I get to the showbiz beat, how about some tickets to a very cool event? It is the world premiere of Disney's Maleficent.
Yay!
She is bad.
She's not good.
She is not
That's
good.
Your point.
Obviously.
Things she's doing to little Princess Aurora. I won't stand for it. It's all happening tonight at the El Capitan Theater. That's where the big premiere is. I was driving into work today. I saw the giant. They just blocked off Hollywood Boulevard there, and they're just ready to partay. You know, it comes before Part B, don't you? Part A. You can go tonight. Let me see. Caller number 15. Caller number 15 right now. 1-800-520-1067. One lucky winner will get a pair of passes to the world premiere of Disney's Maleficent, starring the lovely Angelina Jolie, the lovely Elle Fanning, the lovely Sharlto Copley. Good times.
I think one of the Jolie Pitt kids is in this movie in a somewhat significant role as well.
I believe so. Yeah, you're right. I think I forget which one. Anyway, check it out. If you can't go tonight, then Maleficent is in theaters on May the 30th. You can check it out then.
May the 30th is Friday, by the way. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just
pointing that out.
Okay.
All right. Back to you.
That's Kevin's calendar moment. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Important input.
Sad news. America's poet laureate has passed away. Maya Angelou is dead at the age of 86. She passed away last night in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, while recovering from what they're calling a mystery illness. Hmm. Ooh, mystery illness.
MRSA.
No.
No.
She received more than 30 honorary degrees from universities around the world. One of the great American poets. Her most famous book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, was an inspiration to many, and you will be hearing many tributes to her over the next coming days in her passing. But sad news, Maya Angelou is no longer with us.
Anything can be a slam poem if you say it like this. It's pointless.
Touching tributes like that will be forthcoming in the next couple of days. If you were Madonna, would you show up for jury duty? Well, we know Kevin's answer. He never shows up for his own jury duty, let alone be Madonna.
But you're supposed to.
You're supposed to, no matter who you are. You're not above it. You're an American citizen.
Mayors show up.
That's
governors.
Right. That's right, Madonna. Well, the New York Post says she was called to serve yesterday at Manhattan Supreme Court, and she was a no-show. Jurors are allowed one postponement, but as of 9 a.m. Tuesday, Madonna was still on the list, and she was a no-show.
That is not acceptable.
So now they said they're going to kill her.
What?
Really?
Hunt her down and kill her.
Really?
That seems extreme.
Well, New York has different laws than we do here in California.
Ralph, you ever been on a jury?
I've never been on one. I've done lots of sitting around waiting to be on one, but I've never. In fact, I got one coming up. I got jury duty coming up.
Oh, really?
It's the 16th of June. So prepare for me not to be here, because I think this time I really think I'm a winner. I think I'm going on. Guilty! I'm going to be that guy.
Hey, you can tell people are guilty just by looking at them, man. That's a very special skill.
Madonna, however, showed up. Well, she didn't show up, but someone ran a doctor's note down there to the courtroom. It said, she's wrinkly. Doctor's note said she's wrinkly. She's beef jerky-ish, and she can't attend today. And they excused her, which I think is BS. However, the county clerk said, you know, the odds of Madonna actually getting picked on a jury are not that great.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine.
Because she's Madonna.
Yeah, they would have to excuse her just because it would be...
It would just be a
too
circus.
Much of a distraction.
It would be
yeah.
a circus, yeah. So, no real harm or foul, but still, she's wrinkly.
It's infuriating to me how many people are trying to get off of a jury, and I can't get on one to save my life.
You know what? We're all better off for you not serving.
Yeah. I would be an outstanding
juror. You would
be
the worst juror
it's
ever.
It's a jury of your peers. Who right. is your peer?
Yes. That means humans. Only humans should judge.
I want to send someone to jail.
You don't know. Stop. You should not be there. Near. Anywhere. Hey, the Beastie Boys are in court again. That's a shock. They're suing somebody. This time it's Monster Beverage, because apparently in a 2012 promotional video, they used some Beastie Boys music.
Well, that's a legitimate lawsuit,
that's
then.
That's pretty clear in the law, I think.
Yeah, but it wasn't a commercial. It was like a promotional video, I think, in-house or something like that.
Oh,
anyway,
I see.
It wasn't a big deal. And so Monster Beverage said, you know what? We're sorry. We had no idea. We assumed whoever was in charge got proper permission. And once we found out they didn't, we pulled the video right away. We'd like to settle up. We'll pay $125,000 for the error and for the mistake. And Mike D and Ad Rock and MCA's widow said, oh, well, thank you for apologizing. $2 million, please.
Really?
Yeah. So they were in court yesterday asking for $2 million in copyright infringement and false endorsement. And so I guess we'll see how this shakes out. But it was in the Manhattan courtroom yesterday, and the judge will have to make a decision on that. This is a movie I think I'd look forward to seeing. Johnny Depp is reportedly talking to producers about playing Harry Houdini in an upcoming film about America's first great superstar, which was Harry Houdini, one of the biggest celebrities in the world. It's hard to imagine now, but he was the biggest star in the world at one point. The film is called The Secret Life of Harry Houdini, and apparently the premise is, and they do this sometimes, you know, they've done it with Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Right.
You take an historical character and you talk about his public life, and then in his private life he does other things. And apparently in this film it's supposed to be like a fun interpretation of Houdini's life, where he would be Houdini, but then also when he's not being an escape artist in front of people, he's also an investigator in the world of the occult. So he's like fighting bad guys and stuff and everything, Indiana Jones style. Could be fun.
He's also a sex move. You've heard of
the Houdini.
I have heard of the Houdini, yeah. Yes. And this was all over the news yesterday, but don't smoke your weed around Linkin Park, I guess, is the moral of the story.
Linkin Narc.
Oh, snap!
What a bizarre story.
Sublime with Rome had their weed taken away at a show in Tucson, Arizona over the weekend. One of Linkin Park's security guards told the police that the guys in Sublime were smoking pot. Questa surprise. Cops got into Sublime's dressing room. The band wasn't there, but a whole lot of weed was, so the deputies took the weed and rolling papers and other stuff. And you might want to ask, why would Linkin Park drop Dime on another band? Well, apparently some of the members of Linkin Park are allergic to marijuana smoke. So they did that to them. Rock and roll!
That's a strange choice.
Rock and roll!
At least Chester Bennington is denying it, though, saying that he didn't have anything to do with dropping a Dime on Sublime, right?
Well, no one says who in Linkin Park.
Right. Interesting.
But, yeah.
How shocking that Sublime would be smoking pot.
I know. We were all surprised. Today's celebrity birthday, singer John Fogerty, 69 years old. Today, singer Kylie Minogue is 46. Justin Kirk turns 45 years old. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is 37. Jake Johnson is 36. Jesse Bradford celebrates his 35th birthday today. And Carey Mulligan is 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Season 3 of MTV's Catfish is currently airing Wednesday nights on the channel. We could not be more excited to welcome back to the program the co-host and executive producer of the program, our friend Neve Shulman, joins us back
right.
in studio. Hi, Neve.
Yeah,
how are you, buddy?
Thanks for having me back. I am wonderful. Thank you.
In a million years, you never could have imagined, A, that you would have been Catfish to begin with, but B, that it would have basically turned into a career for you with this MTV show, right?
No, it's not often that the most embarrassing thing that happens to you turns out to be the best thing that happens to you.
Tell people who are not familiar with the term or the movie, just give us an overview.
Sure. Well, Catfish recently added to the Webster's Dictionary.
Yes, it was.
Come on.
Congratulations.
Refers to someone who creates a fake online identity or personality or, in this case, profile to engage usually romantically but sometimes otherwise with people over the internet.
And you came up with calling it a catfish?
Well, sort of. We actually while I was having my true life experience of being in a relationship with someone who was pretending to be someone else, we did an interview with that woman's husband. Of course, mm-hmm. I didn't know she had a husband. That was all part of the catfishing.
Or right. Four kids.
Yeah, right, exactly. And he told us or sort of relayed what I think was a Bible story that had been told to him or perhaps some reference to a story about fishermen taking catfish across the ocean – cod across the ocean and using catfish in the tanks to keep the cod agile and moving and sort of nipping at their fins while they traveled these weeks at a time. And we adopted the term and used it to reference the woman because she had, in a way, catfished me and kept me on my toes and kept me guessing. And, you know, they spice things up.
You must be incredibly cynical now and overly cautious every time you see anything online at this point, right?
I definitely feel very differently about the internet than I did.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, I think my disdain and sometimes desire not to go online is just growing every day based on the way in which the internet is used more and more.
Yeah, sure.
But I think more than my change in perspective of the internet is just sort of how I feel now about people going through difficult situations, whereas I still feel for them. It's weird because now my job is basically every day listening to people and watching them and in some cases facilitating them going through these awful things, which I feel badly about, but I can't get too involved, sort of like a doctor with their patient. So I have to sort of develop this detachment. It's weird.
I know that you've encountered all sorts of different kinds of catfishers for lots of different reasons, but it seems to me that my impression is that most of them are just bullies, and they use the internet because they can, because there's not a lot of repercussions for them. They're rarely going to get caught, and it gives them a chance to exercise power on sometimes a perfect stranger.
That is a very sophisticated interpretation. I completely agree. There are a lot of reasons why people catfish. One of them, for sure, is the anonymity of the internet. There is very little to no accountability, which is something we're changing. What makes me really excited about season 3 is that less than previous seasons where we really were focusing on people who were in relationships, generally for personal emotional reasons of insecurity, things that were understandable, this season we've really sort of shifted our focus to people who are just bullies, people who are taking advantage.
Like scam artists.
Scamming people.
Awesome.
Or creepy super fans who are sort of messing with celebrities. And we went out there, and where there is no sort of justice or rules, we went and sort of laid some groundwork and caught some bad guys.
Do you think that most people, when they are confronted with you and Max in your cameras, do they change their ways, or do they? You find that they go back to catfishing after the show's wrapped?
Well, amazingly, I'm always just shocked that people agree to come on television,
right?
Considering what they've done in most cases. But shockingly, I don't think they change that much. In fact, if they do, we've found that sometimes they exaggerate their craziness or their personality because...
For the TV show?
Well, because they think, this is my shot. This is my chance to be on TV.
So there's no such thing as negative publicity. This is just their 15 minutes.
Well, right. They think, I've done something. The culture now of reality TV is... whether good or bad, if I'm on TV for it, it makes me some kind of a recognizable person for something. And because Catfish is a hit show, they think, oh, well, if I'm on the show, I'll be popular.
Right.
And I ask them, I say, really, I can't believe you would come on TV and present yourself this
way. Oh, I like that you try to talk them out of it.
I do it because, I mean, if I was doing something bad and someone turned a camera on me, I would do my best to –
I'm totally two-faced.
This is the voice of Neve Shulman here on the Kevin Beach Show. We're talking about Catfish that airs Wednesday nights on MTV. You saw that piece that was on Vulture.com last week with one of your executive producers who was talking about the way Catfish is put together. And it was such a surprise to me that oftentimes the catfishers, the people who have this fake online persona, are the ones who contact the show. They're the ones who say, hey, come discover that I'm a liar. What's going on there?
Well, those are specifically referencing the relationships, the sort of romantic encounters that we explore on the show, because usually you've got someone who somehow months or years ago developed an insecurity, wasn't feeling good about themselves, but was looking to engage romantically somehow, goes online, makes a fake profile, gets wrapped up in a friendship, turns flirtation, then they start falling in love, and then they realize, I'm screwed. I've got this person I care about. They care about me. They think I'm this person. How can I ever tell them the truth without A, thinking, having them think I'm a huge liar,
right,
and B, probably having them not be into me anymore.
Right.
And so they reach out to the show because they're hoping that we can facilitate what could be
a scenario
that helps them find some kind of happy, positive.
They want you to be the therapist,
ending.
Basically.
Well, right, just to connect them.
Soften the blow.
And moderate what will hopefully give them an opportunity to at least explain themselves, because, you know, they generally have an explanation of some kind. And then maybe gives them an opportunity to pursue what could be a future friendship or relationship.
What percentage are scam artists? What percentage are they really do want to fall in love but can't as themselves?
I mean, you know, it was really hard for us to shoot season three because we were going after people who are you know, bad in some cases, or
right,
scamming or lying really deliberately to just try and mess with someone. And so I think there are a lot more than we even know. And I hear stories all the time. People come up to me and just tell me, you know, oh, my God, this happened to me. Or there was actually just recently with that Giants football player. I don't know if you guys heard about that. I'm forgetting his name, but a current football player on the Giants just found out that his girlfriend or even fiance, I think.
Oh, right. Fiance.
Was not who he thought she was.
Yeah. It was a dude.
Right.
Another football player or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so who knows what his intentions were, but it's, I think, happening more and more as more and more people are connecting online. It just seems to be the way things are going. And, you know, forever throughout the course of history, people have been scamming and lying, and now there's just sort of a new place to do it.
It is interesting, and we got to take a break here in a second here, Neve, but it is interesting the people who manage to stay friends or even stay boyfriend and girlfriend after the fraud is revealed. They're able to work through it sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, these people are communicating so frequently, even if it's not necessarily on a very intimate level. They're talking every day, they're texting all the time, and they develop this habit of having someone to constantly chat with.
Right.
And in some cases, it kind of becomes their best friend. And then all of a sudden, to have that go away, it's hard. And you want to stay in touch and you want to keep – you know, it's your fix. It's
That's
just,
right.
just
That's
like
right.
checking social media.
Are you a spoiler of dreams?
Am I a spoiler of dreams? I think I'd like to say I wake people up out of nightmares.
Okay. Even better.
Nice.
Even better.
Nicely Good
done.
Spin, Neve.
Well played.
Hey, I'm told New York Giants rookie wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is the one who you were referencing
that's been
catfish. He's the guy that's in the news. All right, Catfish airs at 10 o'clock Wednesday nights on MTV. More with Neve when we return right after this on K-Rock.
Is that it, do you think?
Yeah, close enough.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:25.
Host and executive producer of Catfish, the TV show on MTV. Wednesday nights at 10, Neve Schulman in studio with us here on The Kevin and Bean Show. So, Neve, the research that you do, most of it is online. Of course, eventually you get on a plane and go to somebody's house, but you really do track down a lot of your clues online. Why is it the people who are so suspicious of the person they're chatting with online don't do those same things that you do? Doesn't look that hard.
Well, it doesn't look that hard, which is partly the magic of editing. we generally spend at least 6 hours painstakingly combing through countless Google search pages. I mean, usually you never click past the first page on Google, but when we're doing it, we're on fifth, sixth, seventh page, reaching out to random people on Facebook, sending messages, just copying, pasting, you know, emails. And that's all the boring stuff that you don't see on the show. And then, of course, when someone responds or calls us back or we figure something out, then we'll put that on there and condense about 8 hours into 4 minutes.
That makes a difference.
Yeah. I mean, so it's not fun necessarily. But I think the people don't do the research because somewhere they know that if they did, they'd probably find something out that they don't want to know.
Right. They'd be disappointed.
Right. And what they have is such a great thing in their life that they'd rather almost not know than
Interesting.
Yeah, find out the truth.
And a lot of times your executive producers will know your end game, but they don't help you find it, right? You have to still reach the conclusion of who you're looking for on your own.
Oh, yeah. We know. You know,
what kind of nonsense is that?
Well, no one knows what's going to happen.
Okay.
Because people are strange. Right. And the decisions they make are unpredictable.
Are weird.
But, yeah, we don't know anything. We're figuring it out on the show with the viewers watching. And they sort of set us out on this wild goose chase. And so a lot of the times we find things that our producers never knew of or didn't know we would find. And it gets awkward. I mean, we had to stop sometimes where they're like, oh, boy, we can't show that, or you can't say that person's name because we don't know who they are and they probably won't agree to be on the show.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that guy last year? I wish I had the details in front of me. That guy last year who just was so violently angry. He thought he was doing the world a favor because he was exposing this guy as a cheater to his girlfriend. Remember the guy I'm talking about? You guys met him in a park.
How could I forget?
I mean, that was one of the few times. You even remember his name. That was one of the few times watching the show that I thought Neve's going to get hit.
Remember
He's
his
die.
Name? Yeah, Justin and I sort of still text pretty frequently, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, as wild and sociopathic as he was, I kind of love him. Something about that guy.
He was a nut job.
He was a nut job, but you know, like a moth to the flame. There's something about that guy that just draws me in.
But he was looking for people online that he thought were cheating on their significant others, and then he was basically trying to see how much he could get them to do online.
Well, since you brought it up, I mean, there is some controversy surrounding that episode.
Tell us.
Yeah, I mean, Justin...
Your new best friend?
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, may or may not have been a little bit sort of in on the whole thing with artists.
What?
Yeah, we don't know for sure if they met before or after and became friends, but they've now since become good friends. And they claim that, I guess they kind of catfished the show.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah. Right. And I think, you know, hey, if they did, good for them. And it shows that the show is fallible and we can be catfished ourselves.
Is it harder to do now because people have heard of the show and watched it and know what it is?
Yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, in some ways it's easier because when we call people or we show up, like in last week's episode with Carmen and I'm going to forget his name right now, but it doesn't matter. We knocked on doors. We had some weird addresses that showed up in relation to a phone number. Antoine, thank you. Got it. And we showed up at someone woman's door because it was an old address that was registered to a phone. And the woman saw us and came out and basically made up answers to our questions just because she wanted to be on the show, even though she had no idea what we were talking about. So, you know, it helps. It helps and it hurts. I guess that we wasted a little time on that one, but it's fun.
All right, we're almost out of time here, Neve. Let's talk about tonight's episode. All I know is I've seen the commercials for this week, and you take a guy's phone out of his hand and throw it in the river. What's going on?
Okay, so this week's episode should have been a two-parter because we really tracked down a serious criminal, someone who had been responsible for scamming people out of tens of thousands of dollars over the course of a few years, a super sophisticated, smart, very manipulative young man.
And didn't like his phone?
His phone is his weapon. I mean, that's how he scams people. He not only – well, anyway, I don't want to get too into it. But I am a man, and I have a threshold for tolerating people who do bad things. And this kid just pushed me past my line, and I just couldn't stand there and let him not only ignore me by texting or looking at his phone, but also keep using that thing to do bad. So I took matters into my own hands.
Well, I think you solved the problem because he won't be able to get another phone.
No, actually, you know what? The worst part about the episode is that in the end, I lost because he was so smart that he had everything backed up to iCloud. Then we had to buy him a new phone. So he got an upgrade. And then he got all of his stuff.
So now he's better doing what he does.
I actually made him stronger.
Nicely done.
Nicely done.
I know you don't want to give too much away, but do you, in a situation like this where there's actual a criminal element involved here, do you involve the police?
I'm amazed this episode is airing. There was so much red tape. We had so many interesting – we thought our footage might get subpoenaed for a criminal case, and there were so many people involved who do have open claims out against this kid that they didn't want to speak to us because it could be, you know, it was really complicated.
Fascinating. But
yeah, we went where the police can't go because, you know, internet crime and what this kid was doing aren't yet officially illegal.
Cops can't throw your phone in the river.
Plus, they can't
do that.
Well, I can't wait. The new episode airs tonight at 10 on MTV, and Catfish, the TV show, airs every Wednesday. Neve, it's always great to have you on the Kevin DeBeach Show, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
It is going to get all dreamy up in here next hour as Taylor Kitsch joins us. Also, Candace Swanepoel. Both of them on the Kevin DeBeach Show between 8 and 9. And keep listening for your chance to win tickets in the pit and backstage passes for the K-Rock Weenie Roast, which is this Saturday at Verizon. Details at KRock.com.
Los Angeles Kings play again tonight. It's game 5. They lead the series 3-1 against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Are they in Chicago?
They're in Chicago tonight, yeah.
Okay.
5 o'clock. And Daryl Sutter is the coach of the Kings. For those of you that are not fans of the sport or the team, Daryl Sutter is not a man of many words. His press conferences are crazy because he's perfectly willing to give a one-word answer and then wait for eternity for another question.
As awkward as it gets.
Do you wonder why they even bother with these press conferences?
I think they start finding him funny because he's – well, here's an example. After game 4, mm-hmm. the Kings are now up 3-1, beat the Chicago Blackhawks, who are great, by the way.
Who are the defending Stanley Cup champions.
Right. 5-2. After the game where the Kings won 5-2, here's the press conference.
Coach, what will it take to put Chicago away now?
We'll have to play a hell of a lot better than we did tonight.
Darryl, how much better can you guys get for game 5?
We'll have to, as I said, we'll have to play a hell of a lot better than we did tonight.
At 4-2, you took a timeout. Was it just because of the icing to give the team a blow, or was there other things going on?
Yep. Okay, see you in Chicago.
This has to be one of those cases like we talk about with Coach Belichick for the Patriots, where he's contractually required to meet with the press, but he doesn't have to like it, and he doesn't have to make it easy, right?
I think he considers it nonsense. I really do. Like, they're always the same questions, and he always kind of just gives us as little as he possibly can and then walks away to his real job.
He hates them.
Right. I think that's what he does.
Exactly. Well, we wanted to find out what the coach has on in mind for tonight against Chicago. I'm a little afraid to ask, but Coach Sutter joins us on the phone on the Kevin DeBeach Show right now. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you feeling here on game day?
Okay.
Do you feel good going back to Chicago with a 3-1 lead?
Sure.
Blackhawks are pretty tough at home.
Yeah, they are.
I'm out. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Sorry.
Brett.
Sorry.
Psst.
Okay, now you can go. Okay. Ralph is here, time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Wednesday.
Hot fudge, holy moly!
Wow!
Hot fudge, holy moly! What's going on? Hot fudge, holy moly! I'm gonna have some fun!
I said this morning when I saw the new picture of Jessica Simpson. Have you seen this picture?
I have not.
She is,
good or bad.
Posted a selfie of herself on Instagram wearing a cutout one-piece bathing suit and some high heels.
And I'll tell you something.
Looking good again?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah. Whatever it was that she did to those people, it worked. It looked good. It was good.
You talking about the Weight Watchers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really, she lost over 50 pounds.
Wow.
Since having her baby Ace, who better grew up to be a pilot or a private eye. Otherwise, you should not be named Ace.
True.
So, yeah, congratulations. This, this made me laugh. You know the model, the supermodel, Cara Levigny?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
The one who's dating Michelle Rodriguez, right?
Yeah, she was. I think she's got someone else now on the, on the line. But this is one of those things. Celebrities are just like us. Celebrities are just like us.
Like, here's some proof.
Well, you know what it's like when you bring your pet bunny to a photo shoot and the bunny gets drunk on eating Bloody Mary celery and then falls into an air conditioning vent.
That could happen to any of us.
That, they're just like us. You know how it is, right?
That'll happen.
She was shooting a photo shoot at the Burberry offices, and she brought her pet bunny Cecil with her.
Okay.
Who apparently was happily eating the celery out of Bloody Marys on the set. And then Cecil got loaded and fell down an air conditioning vent. And so she freaked out, and the Burberry people had to have several sections of the floor removed.
Oh, my God.
And the air conditioning vent system broken into in order to rescue the rabbit. And I'm just thinking and laughing to myself as I read this story, the people at Burberry must be like, F this broad. These are supermodel problems. You have to rescue my rat rabbit from your air conditioner. Tear up your floor. Like, oh, man. This is a place of business. And now we're doing bunny rescues because her rabbit got drunk eating the celery out of her Bloody Mary. That only happens to a supermodel.
But apparently, yes, Cecil is fine. And then everything worked
out.
I know. As long as Cecil's okay, that's all that matters.
That's right.
Ralph, I had to tear up the baseboards along a cabinet once because my hedgehog got in there and got stuck. Or at least we couldn't get him out anyway.
He wanted to get away from you so badly.
Can you imagine the hedgehog's like, oh, crap, what do I have to do to get away from this a-hole? I'm digging into the foundation of the building and he still gets me. Or here's an idea. Don't have a hedgehog as a pet. They're not pets.
Murray was a pet. He was awesome, by the way. Back to you.
Justin Bieber.
Guilty.
He's not accused of anything. But this could be the beginning of the end. I think I'm sensing a tipping point here. Because it's just been announced he will be appearing in a regular segment on the season finale on So You Think You Can Dance, the reality show on Fox. Justin Bieber and his choreographer will be introducing the dance crews who are vying for a spot on the season finale of So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay.
He's starting to show up on reality shows. I think it's a good sign.
It's
a good sign, people. We're starting to circle the drain. Interesting list of judges this year on the show. Jenna Dewan Tatum will be one of the judges.
I don't know who that is.
That's Channing Tatum's wife.
Oh, okay.
Wayne Brady, Jenna Elfman, and Christina Applegate. All famous dancers.
Yes.
All legendarily talented dancers.
That's strange.
So I'm looking forward to that.
I love that Kat Dealey, by the way.
I love Kat Dealey,
She's a good deal.
You know, she's fine as a host on that So You Can Think You Dance, but I was blown away by what a good an actress she is. You ever watch Deadbeat, that show on Hulu?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's the psychic, right?
Yeah. With Ty Labine.
Yeah.
Very funny show, and she's terrific on it. And you got to give Hasselhoff some credit.
Nope.
I never thought I'd say those words, but you have to. He was at Cambridge University.
Nope.
Giving a talk. And they asked him what was going on with the slow motion running sequences in Baywatch.
Really? That was a question?
Well, here's the thing.
Really?
Yes. They said, why did you choose to do it in slow motion? And besides the obvious answer.
But there is no other answer besides the obvious answer, is there?
Well, maybe there is. Just let it go. Because he was cheap. He was one of the producers on the show.
Okay.
And the production company didn't have enough money to film long running sequences down the beach. So if you just shot a little bit of one of the girls running and then put it in slow motion, you could use it as filler in the show and cut down significantly on production costs. It was a cost-saving initiative as much as it was a look-at-the-boob initiative.
That's pretty smart.
Pretty smart, isn't it?
Pretty smart.
Pretty smart. Got to give Dave that.
Yeah.
I'm Lisa.
And I like Amber Heard.
Yeah.
A lot.
She's good.
And you know, usually these beautiful women either say, what a curse it is to be beautiful, or I was so ugly and unattractive in junior high school I couldn't get a date.
Right.
Amber Heard has the most rational response to her smoking hot good looks that I've ever heard from a model or actress. She said, I did nothing to look the way I look. The genetic cards that anyone has dealt are not in their control, so to take pride in my looks would be a mistake. And besides, in L.A., there's always someone more beautiful.
Wow.
So she doesn't seem either to put significance on it or also detract from it. She just, it just is what it is, and she tries to go about living her life the best she can. Very healthy attitude, I think. Of course, it doesn't hurt that she looks like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it really a curse to bear, you guys, if you're too attractive?
I mean, I know it does come with some.
I think so for a woman. For a woman, yes. I think it comes.
There, it has negatives, but I would say the positives over.
I would think so too.
Right? I don't know if it overwhelms them. I think it's probably a balance. It's probably 50-50 split.
Really? So do you think, given a choice, most ridiculously hot women would rather be a little less attractive?
No.
Well, I mean, if you think there's too many negatives associated with being that hot.
I just don't think they would choose that.
I don't know if they would choose that, but I think the amount of unwanted attention and hassle you get when you're a ridiculously attractive woman is...
That'd probably be annoying.
It would be, I think, crushing, soul-crushing. Because it starts when you're 12, 13 in some cases... And goes on and on and on and on for your entire adult life. It's not like somebody who's famous who had at least they had a normal life until they turned 25 and they got on that hit TV show and then they had to deal with the fame and the paparazzi and the pictures or something. This is lasts these women their whole lives, largely unwanted, unwarranted attention from men. It must be just creepy and annoying almost all the time.
It does just upset the balance of a room when you walk in.
And then
one of these.
Once you hit a certain level and you start to age.
Right.
Then then it's panic mode, yeah. And it's surgeries and procedures, and constantly fighting that battle, and people saying, "Oh, she doesn't look like she used to look." Then you have to deal with that for the second half of your adult life.
This is why I'm impressed how Kevin is handling it so gracefully.
Well, Kevin just gets more handsome as he gets older.
That's absolutely true.
That Clooney thing, doesn't he?
Here's what we're saying:
hot girls, we have problems too.
That's right.
We're just like you.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, they have problems too. Now, look, I know you don't get tickets and you get the treatment and people buy you things, and there's an upset, but I would think that the subtext, the constant background noise of that life must be just pressure.
Well, I think it's time for us once again to revisit that phone topic.
Wish you were less attractive.
Where we have ridiculously hot chicks call in and tell us how tough their lives are.
You're too hot. Today's celebrity birthday is John Fogerty, 69. Kylie Minogue is 46 years old today. Justin Kirk turns 45. Elizabeth Hasselbeck's 37. Jake Johnson of New Girl is 36 years old today. Jesse Bradford's 35. And Carey Mulligan is 29 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
1 hour from right now, by the way, or a little less, we'll give you a chance to win sold-out K-Rock Weenie Rose 2014 tickets for this Saturday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. These tickets, by the way, I apologize in advance if you win them. They're in the pit, and they include backstage passes. But if you're willing to settle for that, we've got him for you in less than an hour. Hey, we were talking about Coach Sutter for the Kings and his press conferences earlier.
Yep.
Did you see the press conference with the tennis player at the French Open this week?
I did not.
He was being interviewed by somebody who did not see the match and misunderstood whether the player had won or lost.
Oh, no.
Oh, and he lost and the guy asked a question about winning?
Well, he starts off by congratulating him.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I lost.
You lost?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what happened out there?
Oh. He's just sitting there. He's just shaking his head.
God. Are you serious?
No.
Did you watch the match?
No, I didn't. I was told that you won. I'm sorry.
Question en français, s'il vous plaît.
I think he said something bad to him in French. I'm not sure what it was, but I do not think it was a compliment.
He should have said something bad to him. That's absurd.
He should refuse the interview.
Did you see it? No. All right. Anybody else that saw it want to ask a question?
Can you just imagine, though, the guy's doing a post-game interview and didn't see the game?
Congratulations. Why I lost.
Why I lost.
Oh, really? What happened?
I know. It's awesome. Hey, this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, very excited to welcome Michael C. Hall back to the program on Friday. Our friend Charlize Theron is going to be here. We haven't talked to her in a while. Kevin Smith on the program. We got Dr. Drew this week. Adam Carolla is going to be joining us tomorrow. A lot of good stuff coming up. In a moment, we're going to have Taylor Kitsch on the phone here. It's been a while since we talked to him. He's got a bunch of great projects happening right now. This Grand Seduction, Lisa, is so your movie.
I have seen the trailer, and it's right up my alley. Absolutely.
And, of course, he's also got The Normal Heart, which is currently playing on HBO. So mm-hmm. We'll get to Taylor here in just a second. I think Dave is
We'll also have Candace Swanepoel, by the way.
I know, right?
Coming up in a few minutes. Maybe we should ask her the question about being hot and its negatives.
And how awful it is.
As she is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Uh-huh.
Says Maxim Magazine. Hey, Taylor Kitsch. Welcome back to the Kevin Meade Show, my friend. How are you?
How you doing?
Very good.
Always a pleasure. We're just talking about how it's all Taylor Kitsch all the time this week, man. You got some great stuff happening. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the support, too. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This Normal Heart, which I confess I have on my DVR from Sunday night. I haven't had a chance to watch yet. I'm seeing online that people are weeping openly as they watch this. So, and I guess it's in a good way, right? It's from how beautifully told the story is.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those stories that you truly want to reach the potential in the sense of it's a true story, you know, and then you only get one kick at this. And, you know, and that cast and being a part of it was incredible. And I think, you know, it's an incredibly fulfilling thing to be a part of it and tell the story and to breathe life into this and the action that was necessary to get and be heard, you know.
Is there more pressure if it's a real story than if it's fiction?
There is, no doubt. I mean, it's a responsibility, and I think it's more of how you attack it. It can obviously be pretty darn scary, but at the same time, it can be that much more empowering and to really challenge yourself to dig a bit deeper if you can.
And you talk about this amazing cast, Mark Ruffalo and Matt Bomer and Jim Parsons and Julia Roberts and Alfred Molina. I mean, it's just, it's insane. And Ryan Murphy, the guy who put it together, is the guy behind Glee and American Horror Story. And you went out, you flew out and met with him. What'd you make of him? He seems like a mad genius.
He'll kill me. He's got a soft spot, man. He's incredibly sensitive, and he is brilliant, no doubt. And I think this was really a passion project. It's very similar to like how Pete Berg and Lone Survivor. You know, it was something that you couldn't really see anyone else doing this, and you feel that in the film, and we felt that on set, and that enables as an actor just to have an immense amount of trust with this guy.
For folks who don't know, The Normal Heart is based on a very successful play from Larry Kramer back in the 80s about the AIDS crisis and whatnot back in the 1980s. And a lot has changed in terms of America's perception toward gays and gay rights. But there's a lot of things that haven't changed, too. And that's what's remarkable. Here we are in 2014, the fact that we're still dealing with so much homophobia and everything. I mean, it's a little bit shocking, isn't it, when you see the struggle and how long it's been going on.
It is. And you know, it's obviously about the AIDS epidemic in the early 80s and what it took for these guys to be heard and the risk they took to be heard. And obviously that's a global issue. And I think gay or not, I mean, you know, it's really about the lives of these guys, these men and women, and their love lost and how they were dealing with it and the fear of the unknown, which is an incredibly relatable thing if you're gay or not. And that's what we really did or how we approached it, you know, and I think that's why it's been, you know, pretty universally received in a great light. And that's been a great thing for us to have in our back pocket in that sense.
Well, it looks so beautifully told. We're talking about The Normal Heart, which is currently airing on HBO. And then you're in cinemas this Friday with a new film that's called The Grand Seduction that looks like a smaller movie compared to what we've mostly seen you in, but looks so unbelievably entertaining. Tell us about it, Taylor.
Yeah, it's a good little feel-good comedy with a heartbeat. You know, it's Brendan Gleeson, myself. I play this big city doctor that comes to this 200 or less person harbor town, and this town needs a doctor so bad. They manipulate everything from my phone calls to the menus to the girl, the cute girl in town, to the mayor of this harbor town, who's played by Brendan Gleeson, who's so terrific in it, for me to stay, basically. And it's just hilarious, and it just has a lot of full circle moments with these guys and these characters. So we shot that in Canada and the East Coast in Newfoundland, and it's just a gorgeous film, too.
So did you get to spend a bunch of time in a tiny little Canadian village? And if so, what was that like?
I did, and it was just incredibly refreshing. I think all of us can admit to having too much on our plate a lot of the time in regards to just always on our phone, to being numb to news, to whatever it is, you know. And And this just allowed me to just settle down for a bit and breathe. And, you know, it's refreshing and obviously hard at first to put your phone or away for 90% of the day. But when you get used to it, it was just something that I needed to do, you know. And I loved that whole experience. I was whale watching to fly fishing every day.
Oh, wow.
You know, running this incredible 200-foot cliff edge trail called the Skirwing Trail that was just gorgeous. And it's an incredible place to be and to get back within yourself and nature.
Did you ever find yourself going, wow, this is amazing and beautiful and I really appreciate it and I like not being tied to the phone, but holy hell, I got to get out of here.
I did actually. Critical. It was, I think the pace is obviously incredibly slow.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe it's a great place to go for like a month. But to be there for 12 would have been really hard on you.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds charming, but I don't go anywhere without a full-strength Wi-Fi connection, Taylor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
I got priorities. Well, some great, great work you're doing, sir. We're very excited about both of these projects. The Normal Heart currently airing on HBO, and be sure to check out The Grand Seduction. It's opening at the Landmark West LA this Friday, and then it opens the following Friday at a bunch of other theaters in Southern California, and it looks terrific. Taylor, great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have you heard about this Alabama dude who hates bicyclists?
No.
No, strange thing to hate, but go ahead.
He is just tired of bicycling. Look, he's not the only one. A lot of people are. A lot of people have not developed the thought that bicyclists should be on the road.
Oh, I agree with this.
Okay.
Because so, bicyclists, they have the right of way, right?
Yes.
But, yeah. But they're out in the middle of the road and they're going much slower and they're like flaunting it. Like, oh, yeah, I got a right to be here. You go, well, just move over.
A lot of people agree with you. Unfortunately, a lot of roads that people are on, particularly where this man lives, Michael Keith Maddox in Piedmont, Alabama, a lot of those roads don't exactly have bike lanes. So the bicyclists are actually riding in the road. So
right.
He feels like it's unfair and it slows down traffic. What about the hardworking Americans who are just trying to get to work and they have to wait, you know, drive around these bicyclists? So he's been putting up a series of Facebook videos of him in the car talking to and taunting the bicyclists. Now, I'm going to play some of this for you. The bicyclists can't hear what he's talking about, okay?
His windows are up?
His windows are up. Is just him just narrating, and then he puts the videos up to express his rage.
Gotcha.
But wait till you hear what happened to this man.
You see what I was talking about? Look at there. Look right there. I ought to run him in the ditch. Look at him. Look at him. Ride your little bicycle. You piece of crap.
Now, you love him, right, Kevin?
I want him to move in.
I want to run him in the ditch. What I should have done, should have put him in the ditch. God, I hate bicycles. Well, I want you to look again. Look at there.
This is the second video.
I want you just to look. See this car up here trying to make it to work? Me trying to make it to work? Can't nobody make it to work. Because you got this little piece of crap, bull crap. Oh, Lord, good Lord, have mercy, Lord. Cuss, rare. Cuss. See?
I love that he won't cuss, by the way, but he will yell cuss.
He's doing that in place of using the words?
Yes, it sounds like he is. So his complaint is that these bicyclists are gumming up the roads there in Piedmont, Alabama. And by the way, you see these videos that he's shooting, and they're in the road, but there's not a lot of traffic on that road. It is a two-lane road. But you speed up from 20 to 30, and you pass them, and you're back in your lane.
Right.
It's not like you're coming across 40 bicyclists who are backing up a bridge 400 cars deep or anything like that.
Yeah, he just has to step on the brake for a couple of seconds.
The gas, right, exactly. Just go around the bicyclist, right. Exactly.
So what it makes me do of a morning. All right, then. Lord of mercy, I'm going to hurt one of them one of these days. I can't help it. I'm going to do it.
Now, that's what concerns some bicyclists and bicycle groups when they saw his videos and they saw him talking about how he was going to hurt one of them one day. So they called the police. And the police came, and Mr. Michael Keith Maddox of Piedmont, Alabama, was arrested, you guys.
Really?
He was arrested for reckless endangerment, which is a misdemeanor. He has since issued an apology, which sounds like his attorney wrote it. I want to publicly apologize to all the people that I have offended over those absolute stupid videos that I posted. Anyone who knows me knows that I would never intentionally hurt anyone. I'm truly sorry for anyone I may have offended. And please, everyone, share the road and be aware of bicycle riders everywhere.
Right. That's his life's work right there.
Look at there.
Wow.
It's an interesting story, though, when you start to think that he in no way drove aggressively. He didn't do any. He didn't say anything. He didn't drive in a way to try to scare these bikes. I mean, he really just said it in his own car with his windows up, yet he was still arrested for it. Are you uncomfortable with that at all?
I don't know. But he said it with his windows up. But he put it on YouTube.
So
everybody could hear what he's saying. So it's not like he did it in private.
But should somebody be arrested for saying, I get so frustrated with these bicyclists sometimes that it makes me want to run them off the road?
That's not what he said. He said, I'm going to hit one of them one of these days.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
And I'm not going to be able to help it. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, what if he said, I'm going to shoot my wife in the head one day?
So you think it's enough of a threat that it's reasonable that he was arrested then? I mean, I can see that argument. It's right on the edge for me.
Sure.
And the fact that he's in his car and he's recording it every day and
Clearly obsessed with.
Yeah, he
does seem
he's losing
like
his mind.
He seems like he's a teapot that's boiling, doesn't he? And at some point, there's gonna be steam. It's gonna come out.
I should run them right in the ditch.
He was arrested with a bond set at $3,000. I think we have just a little bit more tape from your favorite Noom guy.
I can't hip it. Isn't that nice? Look here. Me trying to make it to work. Watch here.
All right, here he is. He's going around the bicyclists, speeding up a little bit.
That scare you, boys? Get your peddling butts off the road.
Holy crap.
God, I hate bicycles.
I think he's about out of patience with bicyclists.
He should run for office.
Right? The sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014 is happening this Saturday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. You can listen to K-Rock all this week to win your tickets. In fact, we'll tell you how you can win a pair in about 50 minutes or so. What do you know about I didn't read much of the paperwork yesterday, Kevin. What do you know about the webcast?
You could turn on your computer.
And there would be things to see,
and
probably.
Watch the video on there.
Might be some interviews.
Don't you feel like maybe we should have had those details available to our listeners?
Well, yeah, but do you have them?
I don't know.
Well, F you.
The webcast is going to be happening this Saturday. I think, let's see.
You know what I know? I know it's
tight.
It is going to be tight, yes. Webcast is going to be happening. You'll see Avicii and Beck and Foster the People and Fall Out Boy and Bastille and Fits in the Tantrums and Capital Cities and Fantagram and all the bands. You can watch it online at krock.com this Saturday if you're not able to win tickets. But as I said, it's better to be there in person, especially in the pit and backstage tickets. We've got those for you in a few minutes.
Don't you feel like we've trained people to not come to us for actual answers?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, I think
that's on them.
All right.
Candace Swanepoel, by the way, has been a Victoria's Secret angel for some time now. She has something new to add to the resume, and that is she is the 2014 Maxim Hot 100 hottest woman in the world at number one. That means she's more attractive than Scarlett Johansson and Katy Perry and Jennifer Lawrence and Alessandra Ambrosio, and that has to hurt you personally, Kevin, and Mila Kunis and Jessica Alba, and the list goes on. And in fact, any woman you can think of in the world, Candace is actually more attractive than all of them because she's number one, and that's how math works. And we welcome her to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hi, Candace.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God, you're making me laugh.
Well, what's it?
I have to try and hold back my laugh. I'm like, should I talk now? No.
No. Just let us keep going when we're giving you that kind of praise.
Thank you. I don't know what happened. It must have been rigged.
So tell me how this works. Do you know that you're even in consideration for a list from Maxim magazine like this, or do you just get a call out of the blue where they say, hey, congratulations, you're number one?
Yeah, they kind of call you and tell you. They told me a couple of days before. But, yeah, I don't usually keep up with these kinds of lists. But, I'm excited to be the number one. I think that makes a difference.
I do keep up with these lists, and you're on every one of them, though. I mean, you might not be number one, but you're on every single list everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but last year I was like 57 or something. So my mom must have called a million times.
You got much hotter.
Voted a million times.
Well, it's that magic time in a woman's life where she goes from 24 to 25 and she just blossoms. She just gets hotter. So, Candace, okay. we want to know a little bit about you. You posted a photo the other day on your Twitter account of you Sports Illustrated bikini modeling at age 15. Is that about the time you got into the business?
Yes, that is. That was actually probably my first bikini shoot. And it was for South African Sports Illustrated, which I don't even think exists anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was just a little baby. I saw that picture and all I could think was the number of bikinis I've modeled up till now.
Yes. Yeah. Now, tell me about, how's that work with your family, though? I mean, is that tough when you're 15 years old to go to your parents and say, hey, I want to be a model? Is it something they try to talk you out of, or were they supportive with the idea?
My parents were really supportive growing up. You know, whatever I wanted to be or do, they would have supported. And they're really, really proud. I'm sure it's a scary decision for a parent, especially when your child is, but they made the right decision.
Yes, they did.
How much do you get back to South Africa now?
Once a year, maybe. It's really, really far. I miss my family a lot. I'm in the U.S. a lot. I travel a lot when I have time off. I go to Brazil or anywhere that's kind of remote and wild. Once a year I see my family.
Speaking of Brazil.
I wish you hadn't described it as remote and wild.
Yes, Kevin has some concerns because he is going to Brazil for the first time in a couple of weeks for the World Cup this year.
Oh.
And our listeners have convinced him that he is unlikely to return in one piece. Is it a terrible, dangerous place, Candace?
You know what? You just have to be careful. You don't walk around with a lot of jewelry.
Well, that's normally what I do.
Yeah, I mean, leave your bling at home, okay?
Turn that down? All right, I'll try. I'll do my best.
No, I mean, it's going to be such an amazing time in Brazil. Everyone's going to be united and super excited. If there's any country that, you know, worships football more, it's Brazil. You're going to have the time of your life.
You speak fluent Portuguese, don't you?
I do.
Could use a translator.
Yeah, you need me as a translator?
Yeah, I would say
you
that.
Got
would...
You have a ticket for me?
We would get one, yes.
Kevin, how much better would this trip be if Candace Swanepoel went as your translator?
You can go in place of Brad Williams, our midget comedian friend.
Yeah, we do have a midget going.
All set. I don't know how good my Portuguese will be after 4 caipirinhas.
Well, it's better than mine. Tell you that.
Candace, who will you root for in the World Cup this year?
Brazil, of course.
You're going to root for Brazil. Okay.
Yes.
Well, the South Africa, did they make the cup or do they have a team?
They didn't. But South Africa, you know, the World Cup, it was amazing last year, but they're not huge football fans. It's more about rugby, cricket, and those sports.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Although anything you would say would be interesting.
South Africans are very kind of, we grew up with a strong English influence, so that's where the cricket comes from.
Gotcha. Candace Swanepoel on the phone right now. By the way, the Maxim magazine issue is, you can go to Maxim.com or you can buy the full June issue nationwide, hitting newsstands on June 3rd. Did you do a new photo shoot for Maxim for this issue?
No, I didn't. They used one of the images that Victoria's Secret shot on one of the islands. But thank you for making me sound so hot.
Well, we're not really making you anything.
That introduction really, I was like, wow.
Well, it's something you should be happy about and you should be proud of. And I would like to make this a regular segment where Kevin and Bean ask Candace or something like that. Whatever we have to do, we need to have you back on the show all the time now, Candace, now that we're best friends.
I'd love to. Well, good luck at the World Cup if I don't make it.
Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
All right. Now's the time. Sold out K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014 is happening Saturday. We've told you all about that at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. We are doing something new to give you a chance to win tickets right now. You can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. You tell us which act you want us to ask you the trivia question about. You got that?
Mm. You can pick whichever band's on the bill.
Mm. Right. So if I'm an expert in congos,
yes, right,
then I say, give me a congos trivia question. I will crush that, and then I will get in the drawing.
Absolutely. That's how it works. So if you like Capital Cities or Foster the People or Avicii, whoever it is you like, you tell us who you like, and we'll ask you a question about that band at 1-800-520-1067. If you're right, as Ralph said, you go into the drawing. Someone wins tickets in the pit and backstage passes as well. That is coming up. First, though, time for the showbiz beat.
And if you are a congos expert, please call in. That would make my day. Hot fudge, holy moly!
Yeah! Hot fudge, holy moly! What's going on? Hot fudge, holy moly! I'm gonna have some fun!
We got a new daredevil, people! New daredevil!
What does that mean?
Woo!
New daredevil.
A new daredevil? Hello?
Doing stunts? Dangerous stunts? That
no,
kind of thing?
The comic book superhero Daredevil.
I'm sorry, I should have known.
The yes, movie you should have.
Ben Affleck did way back when?
Ben Affleck played the superhero in the 2003 film, but now Netflix is making a TV series based on the character Daredevil, and we know who's going to play him. Charlie Cox.
Oh, Charlie Cox.
You actually probably know him. He was on Boardwalk Empire and a very talented guy. He will play Matt Murdock, blind lawyer by day, crime-fighting super ninja at night.
Tight.
Tight indeed. 13 episodes have been ordered for Daredevil the series. I cannot wait. Daredevil? Matt Murdock. He's blinded by toxic chemicals.
Of course.
But those same chemicals enhance his other senses.
Of course they do.
Touch, smell, taste, hearing, and with his cane that he uses as a blind dude, turns into a billy club, and he beats up the bad guys with it. Rocks.
It does go to show you, though, no matter how poorly received a film is, whether it's Daredevil or Godzilla from the 90s, if you wait a little bit, people are willing to give it another shot.
No, people were ready for another Daredevil right after that movie. They're like, can we have something else? Another shot at this character?
Let's
we love
you
him.
Over. Let's take a real one.
We love him, and we want to wash the taste of that out of our mouths.
Is he popular with the comic book crowd?
Yeah, Daredevil's a huge, huge Marvel character.
Because like many people, I didn't know anything about him until that film came out.
Ugh.
Listen to the disgust.
Oh. So sad.
So sad.
So sad.
You're pathetic.
Finally, we get the movie pairing we've always wanted. Two titans of acting sharing a screen. I'm very excited. Robert De Niro.
Yes.
And Robert Pattinson.
What?
We'll be starring in a film together. They have been cast in a movie called Idol's Eye, which producers are calling a sophisticated heist action thriller. Well, with Robert Pattinson, how could it be anything else but thrilling?
That's true.
I'm going to steal something now.
He just puts people to sleep by talking to them.
And then he steals their jewels. It's going to be like an Ocean's 11 type heist movie. So, Robert De Niro should be good in it.
I've heard that Robert Pattinson is getting some great reviews for some film at the Cannes Film Festival this most recent month.
Is it a snuff film?
Apparently not.
Is it a suicide film?
Is it possible he can really act?
I guess maybe.
Sure, I mean, anything's possible.
I suppose. Maybe.
Okay.
Johnny Depp's in talks to play Harry Houdini in an upcoming film, The Secret Life of Harry Houdini, in which Harry Houdini will not only be a world-famous escape artist, but also, secretly, an investigator into the world of the occult. This strikes me as a period action adventure film a la sort of the Sherlock Holmes movies of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
the vibe I'm getting just from the description, which I think with Johnny, in the lead could be wildly entertaining. So I'm all for that. Mila Kunis, of course, is carrying Ashton Kutcher's baby as we speak. And she has decided a very clever way to get her prenatal exercise without putting too much stress or impact on her body. She and Ashton Kutcher are taking ballroom dance lessons. I think that's something I'd like to do. I think I'd like to try ballroom dance lessons.
Could be fun.
Nope.
With the wife. I think it'd be a fun way to spend some time with the wife and do something fun.
Nope.
You romantic bastards. And while we're talking about pregnancy, just announced today that Hayden Panettiere is carrying a Klitschko's baby. So
damn, that girl is tight.
Yeah. Play that again. Play it again for me.
Damn, that girl is tight.
Do you realize he's supposed to be saying grill there?
No.
That's him saying grill?
No, he's saying girl. Ralph's just shaking his head no. He's supposed to be saying grill?
He thinks he's saying grill.
Like the front of a car.
Like the front of a car, from which that is a reference of.
Damn, that girl is tight.
Yeah.
He does is nowhere near grill.
Yes. Yes. That's my point. That is my point.
No habla inglés, you guys.
What? The word is grill, and that's how he's pronouncing it.
What?
Yes.
Not my fault.
Just for the record, he's the guy we go to for clarification on how to say people's names.
I know.
So that's good.
Yeah. That line from that particular commercial, he's referring to a car's grill.
Damn, that grill is tight.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. And the other actress in that spot goes, yes, that grill is very attractive.
He actually speaks well English.
He does speak well English.
Oui, oui, mademoiselle.
Don't get us into that.
Oh, man. That whole series of commercials needs to be banked right there in the Museum of Television and Radio. Because never before have so many voice actors been so brilliant. Holy crap.
Damn, that grill is tight.
Yeah. Grill.
Grill.
Grill. Huh. Just letting you know. I can't wait till he books Bear Grylls on the show. talk about surviving in the wilderness.
Hey, we could use some Bear Grylls on this show. There's nothing wrong with that.
Today's celebrity birthday, singer John Fogerty is 69 years old today. Kylie Minogue.
Kevin, what are your thoughts on John Fogerty, one of the greatest American rock and rollers of all time?
Could care less. Just don't,
really?
Don't care.
No love for his music?
No, not really.
Just made some of the greatest songs in the history of the radio.
Yeah, Creedence. No. I liked him when he was Creedence.
Yeah.
You know when he lost me? That freaking Put Me in Coach Center Field song. That
really?
That
is a terrible song.
That song blows. It's awful.
That should be a career ender. Right
should have been. Kylie Minogue is 46 years old after Justin Kirk turns 45. Reality star, TV host, Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She is 37 years old today. Jake Johnson is 36. He, of course, of New Girl fame. Actor Jesse Bradford, 35. And Carey Mulligan is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
The Weenie Roast, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You can win tickets every hour, all day long, starting right now on K-Rock. We're playing a game we like to call Pick Your Poison.
It's almost weenie time. That's why these sticks are hard to find. You can win them here instead on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Pick wrong, you're dead.
Just pick your poison.
What the?
Pick your poison.
What's happening? What's happening right now?
Pick your poison.
Bad things?
Bell Biv and Omar. All right, pick your poison. The reason we call it that is because you get to tell us which group or band or artist or singer you like. Then we ask you a trivia question about them. If you get the question right, then you are in the drawing and you win the tickets. Oh, by the way, they are including backstage passes and the tickets are in the pit. So I hope that's okay for you. Who's our first contestant?
All right, let's start with Alex from Culver City. Hi there.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Alex. Who do you like? What question do you want?
I'm choosing Foster the People.
Foster the People.
All right, Foster the People, listen up. Before founding the band in 2009, Mark Foster of Foster the People had another job in the music industry, one that taught him a very useful skill to help him write popular songs. What was that job?
Easy peasy. He was a commercial jingle writer.
Yes!
Look at you.
Correct. You're in the drawing. Well done, sir.
Mocking the game. I like it. All right, let's go to Ralph in Los Angeles. Hi.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Why does Ralph sound like a guy with a manifesto? I'm a little bit concerned about this. All right. Which band do you want a question on?
Bastille.
Bastille. Good choice. Yeah, yeah. Is the phone in your butt?
No, Kevin.
All right.
It's yours.
Oh, snap! No, you did!
Sweet face.
That was a hell of an argument you guys just had.
Yep.
All right, Bastille, you said, is that right?
Yes.
Here's your question. The band has said in interviews that they took their name Bastille because of two things that happened in history on July 14th. One happened in 1789, the other in 1986. Can you name either of those two events that led to the band being called Bastille?
Well, Mr. Baxter, one of them was the day Mr. Dan Smith was born.
Yes, that was 1986. Well done.
And then the other one is, I believe, Bastille Day, which I don't know what exactly happened, but something happened.
Something happened, all indeed. Right. You are correct. Well, you only needed one, and you came up with a birthday, so you are in the drawing.
What the hell is that? Was that a rifle? What's happening?
Did you jump in a pool?
What are you doing? Ralph doing?
I am currently right now practicing for the manifesto.
All right, good.
All right.
Good. Let's not pick him.
Wow. Well, it's random, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
Lisa, let's not pick him.
Let's make sure it's not that random.
Jesus. Holy crap.
This is a pit we're talking about at backstage. Tommy, hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Lisa May.
Good morning.
Pick your poison.
Pick your poison.
All right. I'd like to choose the neighborhood.
The neighborhood. All right. Listen up. Which of the following designs does not appear on the cover of the neighborhood's first album? An eye inside a triangle, a heart, an upside-down house, or an ace of spades?
An ace of spades.
Yeah. Correct. Well done. He's a neighborhood fan. You can tell.
Yeah. People are doing pretty well. All right. Let's go to Israel and Paramount. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, Israel. What's your band?
Fall Out Boy.
Kick your poison.
All right, so you know a lot about Fall Out Boy, so you'll have an answer to this question. In 2008, the band Fall Out Boy won an MTV Best Rock Video Award for a cover song they recorded, on which they had John Mayer play the famous guitar solo that had been played on the original record by Eddie Van Halen. What song did they do together?
I'm thinking I'm going between Sure We're Going Down or Dance Dance. Whoa, you pick.
We can't.
It doesn't work like that.
I'm picking. You pick. Which one?
But you're supposed to give us the answer. And by the way, neither of those are cover songs. I told you it was a cover song.
I'm unclear on how this game's working, Bean. Are we supposed to pick?
No, I think they're supposed to give us the answer.
All right.
Okay. So you don't know.
It's a cover song, so that means it's not an original Fall Out Boy song.
Dancing in the Streets.
I'm sorry. No, it was Beat It. They did a cover version of Beat It that won the MTV Best. Thanks for playing, though, anyway.
Okay. I didn't understand any of that.
All right. I think we have time maybe for one more, perhaps.
All right. Okay. Let's go to Stacy in Los Angeles.
Hi, good morning.
Stacey.
This is a terrible game, right, Stacy?
I want to try it out.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
See how she does first.
Who's your band? Who do you like?
I like Fits in the Tantrums.
Well, don't we all? All right, here's your question. In addition to guitar, keyboard, bass, and drums, the current K-Rock song by Fits and the Tantrums also features music made another way that's pretty unusual for a song, and it's not singing either. What is it?
I will go with whistling.
Whistling, indeed.
Nicely done.
Well done. All right, so we had Creepy Ralph. He's in the drawing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I think Alex is in the drawing. I think Tommy is in the drawing. And I think our friend Stacy made the list, too. Only one can win. Lisa May, who's going to the Weenie Roast this Saturday in the pit with Backstage Pass?
Not Ralph.
Please don't be Ralph. Don't be Ralph. Yeah, Tommy!
Yes! Tommy, congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
We'll see you on Saturday in the pit and backstage.
Kick your
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
That contestant on the game a little while ago, he shot a rifle into the air, right? Or something?
That's our guess.
Yeah.
That's our guess.
Breathing heavy. I don't know.
I thought a weapon was discharged.
He sounded sketchy, didn't he, Ralph? I have a lot of concerns about the people that listen to this program. I think it says something about what's wrong with you.
I love them. They're my people.
All right, time for another Ralph now with our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
We have another Ralph? It's time for another Ralph? I can't do it? You have to bring in another one?
No, we were talking about the caller, Ralph, and I'm saying now it's time for another Ralph.
You said makes perfect sense, we're assholes.
He didn't get it.
Sorry.
I didn't know the guy's name, so it didn't make any sense to me.
It was obvious to me that he was a Ralph, by the way.
By the way, I wanted to thank you guys for proving my point from earlier when you were talking to Candace, the supermodel, on the phone.
What was your...
I was saying how beautiful women have to deal with just unwanted attention from a-holes all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oof.
Did you think we embarrassed ourselves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Really?
Well, not you did, because I don't think it's possible any longer for you to embarrass yourself.
I felt like she enjoyed us.
Wait, did I walk over into the bean camp?
You joined in, absolutely, yeah.
You
joined in.
Oh, that hurts.
You're like, we need to have a segment every day where you come back on the show for, talk to you tomorrow. I need a translator in Brazil. Why don't you come with me to Brazil? on the show every day. I don't come with me.
Hey, those were all good ideas.
She's on the phone like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll come with you to Brazil, and I'll be on the show to a click.
You think she hung up and went, never again.
God. She's just, oh, exhausting.
I sensed that she had a little something for me. That's what I sensed.
Restraining order? Look, we have some time.
You're that guy.
Tomorrow, let's talk to ridiculously hot chicks that upset the balance of the universe just by existing. Let's do it.
But
all right.
But what's,
do it for me. It's your show. Do whatever you want.
What's the question? Hey, how's that going?
You upset the balance of the universe. Creepy.
All right. How would you phrase it, Ralph? It's your goddamn theory.
My theory is extremely attractive women have a hardship because of that.
That the negatives might be 50-50 with the positives.
Yes.
Okay.
If not more so. Because I believe you get to utilize that extreme beauty in select situations. Okay, whether you're trying to get out of a ticket with a cop or
your job application, trying to get into a nightclub.
I'm sure it comes in handy. But the rest of the time, on a consistent basis, when you're just in the world, walking the streets.
Just trying to buy gas or something and not want to be hassled.
Living your life, you have the Kevins and Beans of the world.
Damn, that girl is tight.
Be on my show every day. Be my translator. We'll get rid of the midget for you.
Which she must have felt so flattered by.
Just that must be endless.
Ralph.
Endless.
She loved me. Just get over it.
All right.
Let's move on.
Sounds like a little jealousy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
The green monster raising his head right now.
It's jealousy. I'm constantly jealous of you two.
All right, finally, the truth gets out.
You guys are so much of what I want to be. All right. Hey, President Obama's going to be on Live with Kelly and Michael this Friday.
Finally.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but Kelly and Michael... we'll go to Washington, D.C. for a sit-down conversation at the White House to talk about the important things of the day, the important issues, fat kids.
Is that what they're talking about?
Fat kids and safe sports.
They're for fat kids or against
them? They are against fat kids and against concussions.
Oh.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
I just feel like the president shouldn't be spending any time worrying about fat kids. Seems like he has other things he should be doing. Well, that should be somebody else's job.
It's primarily his wife's pet project.
Well, then let her handle it.
Okay.
Once again, Bean is just the woman's friend, isn't he? He really is.
Women hate Bean.
Look, do it or don't do it, Michelle. Leave me out of this.
They'll get on an elevator, and he won't have said a word, and you can feel the hate coming from them.
You can see them squeeze to the far wall of the elevator just to try to get some distance.
It's fascinating.
Don't drag your man into the nightmare that is your life, ladies. Who's with me?
No, nobody.
Catherine McPhee is single. She and her husband of 6 years, Nick Kokas, are splitting up. People magazine says that she was the one who filed for divorce, and that's not really a surprise to anyone. They had been separated for a while. Primarily, things escalated when photos of her making out with her director from the series Smash appeared on the internet. He is also married to an actress named Mary McCormick. They reportedly have reconciled, but Kat and her husband, Nick Kokas, apparently did not. She's also starring in the upcoming CBS series Scorpion this fall, so I think she'll be just fine.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
While we're talking about celebrity romances, Olivia Munn kept her romance with Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers a secret for a while.
That seems difficult.
It was. They would text covertly to each other and arrange get-togethers, but she didn't even introduce him to her friends until they had been seeing each other for a couple months, so... I guess that's a drawback when you're in the public eyes. You better make sure this is going to be for a while because you don't want to live with the fallout in the press and stuff.
It would suck to be in public and have all of your breakups be out there. That would suck.
Yes. Congratulations to Jim Carrey. He's got a new title. Doctor of Fine Arts.
Nope.
Yep. He got an honorary degree, an honorary PhD.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Jim Carrey.
I am. Jim Carrey got an honorary PhD in the fine arts this weekend when he showed up to deliver a speech at the Maharishi University of Management.
What? That sounds legitimate.
That is not a thing. Come on.
That's bullshit.
If you get a doctorate from the Maharishi Institute of Management, is it like the same as an like an associate's degree from DeVry or something? Is there a comparable?
Oh, I think DeVry is above that. You know what I'm talking about.
What? Maharishi University of Management. Apparently, it's sort of like a transcendental meditation school. And Jim is very into that.
Okay.
Here's some of the things he said in his speech, which the crowd, they say, found very inspirational.
Sure.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. But I am living proof that you can ask the universe for things that seem impossibly out of reach and ridiculous.
Okay.
He doesn't do anything funny anymore, right? Jim Carrey. He's left funny behind.
I don't know. He got a degree from the Maharishi Institute of Management. That's pretty funny.
He makes those rubber faces. I know that.
He hasn't in a long time, though.
Mm-hmm. Talks out of his butt.
That happens.
That happens.
What the hell?
And in case you were wondering what Khloe was talking about a few moments ago, Kim Kardashian reportedly, according to the UK Daily Mail newspaper, underwent a special beauty procedure for her wedding called a lube job. Apparently plastic surgeons are doing this now so women can fit into those narrow stiletto heels.
They wipe their feet with butter?
Named after the Christian Louboutin brand of shoes. That's why they're called lube jobs. They suck the fat from your toes and the sides of your feet so that it will be slender enough to slip perfectly into narrow stiletto high-heeled shoes.
You feel like those people are going to be in a wheelchair in about 5 years?
I really do.
I hope so.
Nothing but bad things will happen.
Does not
that.
Seem good.
Nope.
They should just hobble them. They should just pound their feet with a sledgehammer and so they can just mold the bones into whatever shape they want and then just put them in the shoes.
I like it.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Carey Mulligan's 29 years old today. Jesse Bradford, the actor, is 35. Jake Johnson from New Girl is 36. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, she used to be on The View. Now I believe she's on the Fox Morning Show. She is 37. She must be so much happier at the Fox Morning Show.
Yes.
Yeah. Than dealing with all those women.
Not being challenged.
Who are like bright and opinionated.
She was swimming upstream on The View, man. That's
yes,
for
she
sure.
was.
And let's remember, we all fell in love with her during Survivor.
Yeah.
That's where we met her.
She's one of our favorites. And we said, that woman living in the jungle should talk more about politics. That's what we all said. We were watching it. I'm glad she's finally fulfilling her promise. Justin Kirk is 45. Kylie Minogue is 46. And singer John Fogerty, most legendarily with the Creedence Clearwater Revival band. He is 69 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Dr. Drew on the program. We have Michael C. Hall. He's back.
He's awesome. He's
talking about his new movie, Cold in July.
That looks awesome. That
does
movie,
look great.
By the way.
Brand new internet roundup. We have Pasquale Rotella, who is the founder of Insomnia and is talking about EDC, which is coming back to Las Vegas in mid-June. And we've got your last chance, Weenie Roast tickets in the pit and backstage tomorrow morning.